This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're stuck at home, you're so done with this MCO, FMCO, EMCO business, and you just can't seem to get out of this rut. What do? Well, for starters, you declutter your desk. According to Rebecca Jo Rushdie, founder at Spark Joy and Flow, the KonMari process of decluttering can help you develop self-awareness, give you mental and emotional clarity, and a home environment conducive to growth. And when this is applied at the workplace, it can create a foundational system that supports productivity, efficiency, and growth at work. It's like your mom used to nag you. Clean your room and you'll get better work done, right? This is Audrey Raj. You're listening to Open for Business. And on the show today, we're speaking with goal-certified KonMari consultant and founder of the Spark Joy and Flow startup, Rebecca Jo Rushdie. Rebecca, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Audrey.
Now, Rebecca, I want to talk about your past life. You know, what were you doing before Marie Kondo waltzed into your life?
Oh my gosh, I had quite a variety of different careers. So I went to art school to study design management at Parsons School of Design in New York. And I always thought that I would go into fashion merchandising, but I graduated during the during the financial crisis. So I pivoted, went into events and production and PR. And then I also went to luxury retail consulting as well. So Marie Kondo, her book waltzed into my life 7 years ago. And once I read it, it absolutely changed my life. And it's actually why we are in Malaysia today as well. So, and it's always been my hobby. I've always loved helping people to declutter. I love being able to help people to create space and to create new mental space as well. But when I read the book, I realized that I had been doing it wrong my whole life. So the whole method is I'm doing it with people. You know, you're teaching people. It's like that saying of you give someone fish and they'll only be able to eat one meal. But if you teach them, then they will be able to eat for a lifetime. So in the past, I had always been doing it for people. So this is why, you know, aside from my private clients, I also do a lot of corporate workshops too, because I feel like the education aspect, especially nowadays when we're all stuck at home, for a lot of HR, this is at the forefront, you know, like the pandemic has cracked the conversation wide open about mental health and employee well-being as well. And there's so many studies that are done. I love what you had said just now about how your mom had always told you to you know, clean up your space, right?
So that
you can be better. And, you know, Princeton University has come out to say that physical clutter competes for our mental attention, resulting in decreased performance and increased anxiety.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of studies out there right now. And it's true. Actually, if you see physical clutter, your cortisol levels will rise.
Stress levels.
Yes. Mm. So we absolutely don't need that right now when we're living during a pandemic.
Yes, we don't. Now, Rebecca, I want to come back to your corporate training in just a bit, but I am also curious to know if you were a messy person before Marie Kondo, or were you someone who already had your life in order, you know?
I had it. It was organized because I grew up in that kind of environment. My parents both grew up in Japan. So we had that sort of that culture that was ingrained in our household as well. But what I realized was that just decluttering alone is not, like, just organizing alone, it actually doesn't have that mental shift that the KonMari method has, because the KonMari method is rooted in a gratitude practice. I'm sure you've seen all the memes before saying like, oh, does it spark joy? Does it spark joy? It doesn't spark joy? Oh, you have to think it, right? Like, people made a lot of fun when her Netflix show came out in 2019. They're like, why do I have to think something that I don't want anymore? And the reason why is because when you're able to shift your perspective to look at things as a lesson or a blessing, then that's where you get that mental shift. You're able to actually retrain your brain to be able to look at things from a gratitude perspective.
Now, you are now a goal-certified KonMari consultant. Now, how does one achieve a certification like that?
So pre-pandemic days, then you will actually go and do the course, whether it was in LA, London, or New York. I took the course in New York, and there was like a waiting list for it as well. It was in November 2019. It was actually one of the last in-person consultancy courses that they offered, because everything is online now. So I went to New York, it was a 2-day course, and then you had to go through the process of, you have to have your practice clients, you have to write your report, submit photos, you do a test as well, and then you have an interview too. Once you pass all that, you pay your fee, and then you get your certification badge. So what it means to be a Gold Certified Consultant, there's different tiers. So when you're working with private clients, so the work that I do with like corporate workshops and stuff, it doesn't actually count towards my hours, but the private client hours, when you accumulate the hours, so I've been working with private clients over 600 hours now. So that means that's how I got the gold badge.
Right. And when did you establish Spark Joy and Flow? And, you know, and why did you decide to start a business doing this?
So I started it in February 2020, so just over a year ago, before our first lockdown. And I decided to just follow my heart. And this is what the KonMari method advocates as well, because you have to follow your joy. It will not lead you astray, right? Because, you know, that's your bliss. Of course, I had a lot of thoughts in my mind. People were like, I was like, is there even a market for it? People were like, oh, no one's going to pay you that fee for it, et cetera. You know, you have a lot of doubts and stuff. But I was like, you know what? I'll go to New York. I'll do the course. And if it doesn't work out, at least I can say that I went to New York on my own with no family, no kids. And that's already a win. But I started the business and I realized that I was like, you know what? Like, I didn't realize that how big of a struggle it is, because especially since I grew up in a very tidy home environment. So this is something that, you know, it absolutely can be learned, even if you're not born with it.
Right. But, mm-hmm. you know, coming back to that question earlier about making money doing this, is there money in decluttering and organizing? I mean, like, I've seen stuff in the movies and I hear that it's a thing, you know, especially after Marie Kondo became so big abroad, that more people were trying to spark joy in all environments. But, you know, is there really money in doing this here in Malaysia?
Absolutely. And you know, that was one of my worries and concerns in the beginning. But then what I realized was that it's similar. I like to give a lot of fitness analogies. It's similar to, okay, some people, they can just watch the Netflix show, they can read the book, and then they're self-starters. They can just do it on their own, right? But for some people, they need to have a personal trainer. And that's where I come in. Because by having someone with you, like I'm physically helping you, I'm pushing you through those hard questions, those obstacles that you might face. And rather than, you know, because sometimes if you're on your own, like if I do a YouTube workout, then sometimes like halfway through, I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. But if you have someone with you, then it will actually push you to get the task done. And also having a consultant by your side, it will triple the speed of getting it done as well.
Right. And coming back to your corporate workshops, talk to us about these training sessions and what they entail.
Oh, so what we do is I actually do offer different types of workshops. So, but the most popular one is the intro, which is around an hour and a half. And it's intro into how to spark joy at home and work. So because we're spending more time at home right now, and then because of the abundance of research that we see where it affects our mental health to be in a cluttered environment as well, I always share that when the world outside isn't making sense, let's just focus on ourselves. Like this is a form of self-care, right? It's not fancy like taking a bubble bath or anything like that. But by taking care of your environment, then you will have an environment that supports you, right? And then you'll be able to optimize the space to be able to do what you need to do. And so this is how I try to empower the employees, the people who attend the course as well, because it is all a mental mindset.
So, and how much would these workshops cost?
So typically 1.5 hours is 2,500, and it's about approximately 50 packs. And, you know, I think one of the things is that because there's a lot of companies where most of the employees, they have not been back to the office in over a year already. And so what they're doing is, you know, they're really taking care of of their employees. They're carving out the time so that they can learn. And this is, I always say that co-marring is absolutely a tool that we can put into our self-care toolbox. When you're feeling a little bit anxious, this is one of my favorite tips to give. Before, if you feel like you've just been staring at the screen for too long, 10 minutes of decluttering or tidying up. Like I like to just go and wash the dishes, right? Then it will lower your cortisol levels. It'll lower your stress levels. So, you know, like for example, I like to do one because there's five categories in the KonMari method. So we have the clothing, which is the first one that you start with, books, paper. Kimono is miscellaneous in Japanese. That's everything under the sun. And then the last one is sentimental items. So that's the high intensity workout. You're not going to jump right into the final category if you have no experience, but you start with the light workout, which is clothing. So this is the way that she has developed her method so that we can ease ourselves into it. You're doing the joy checking. And Audrey, you know, as if you are surrounded with joy, if everything around you, you're filling your space with joy and purpose, then you'll actually feel it's all part of the gratitude practice. Like when you're putting things away, it actually gives you that that boost of happiness and energy because you're like, okay, I'm tidying up, I'm putting this, but you know, I'm grateful for all the things that I have as well. I'm washing the dishes, but I'm really grateful for the kitchen for working overtime right now while we're all at home. You know, so that goes in part in tune with the gratitude practice that is preached with the KonMari method.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we get into sparking joy at work. I'm speaking with Rebecca Jo Rushdie from Spark Joy and Flow Open for Business. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Beyond frivolous mishmash. BFM 89.9.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me right now, I have Malaysia's first and only gold-certified KonMari consultant. She's also the founder of Spark Joy and Flow. And we're talking about now, hopefully, sparking joy at work. Rebecca, what do we need to do?
So with the KonMari method, actually, so her book Joy at Work came out last year in April 2020. And so it infuses Marie Kondo's philosophy, and she co-authored it with Scott Schoenheim, who is an organizational psychologist at Rice University. So it infuses his research and data to back it all up. And so what they teach is that, okay, when you're applying the method into a workplace, just now earlier, I said that we start from the clothing, right? If you're doing it from home, we just subtract that clothing category and we start with books. Paper, kimono means miscellaneous, and your sentimental items. So you just focus on the work area, whether you're at home or at the office, and you start with those categories and you do it in order. So on my website, I actually give all of these resources as well if you guys want the printables and whatnot too, just to make it easier for people to follow. And one of the things is that we don't do it room by room. We do it category by category. So let's say, for example, you have books in several areas of the home. You group them together because when you group them together, you have a clear mental audit of everything that you own. And that goes with everything, right? Your scissors, your batteries, you know, your gadget cords, so on and so forth. So when you're able to group it together, then you're not good. This actually saves you money in the long run as well. Because you're not going to be making those repeat purchases because you have that mental audit of what you own. So when you actually do this for your workspace as well, then you're able to just have more clarity. You know, it's like when it's like what you said earlier, like when your desk is tidy, you can also reserve the top of your desk. Think of it as prime real estate. Just reserve it for joy plus touches. Joy plus touches means these are items that actually give you a boost of energy. It might be a family photo, your favorite mug from your best friend. So it's not cluttered, and it's only these are the items that are reserved for your tabletop. And this will actually give you that mental clarity to focus on your work as well. So this is just one aspect of how it can help you to be more productive and optimize your work. But on the other hand, you can also apply it into the non-physical aspects. For example, your scheduling, your emails, networks as well. because you have to, that's the whole spark joy movement. You're going to, the more you practice it, you're going to be aligned with what is a resounding yes for you. And that's when you can actually follow your heart as well. You follow your intuition too, because you're practicing and you're going to be able to say no to certain obligations, you know, like not feel obliged to. Even with calendars as well, rather than booking yourself solid, you know, because burning out, that's a thing of the past. Like that's just not sustainable, as we have all learned as well. You can carve out time for yourself. Like just have those moments of, I like to call it self-time. I have other clients who call it design time. So you are able to block out your calendar so that you're not going to overbook yourself either. Because at the end of the day, we have to take ownership of our time and our mental health too.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, Rebecca, you started the business proper February 2020, just before the first MCO. So you've been predominantly doing this online, these corporate trainings as well. How has that been working? I mean, and I'm also curious about how those who attend your workshops, you know, what's the feedback been like, you know, doing this online?
So I would say that it has been really well received. And I mean, I was surprised at the demand for it as well, just because I guess, you know, everyone wants to take care of their employees, right? One way or another from home, and just to boost up the morales too. I've had the workshops where the multi-day workshops where we really actually focus on getting the closet done. It's not just an intro session, but we do it continuously, hold each other accountable and get it done. And I mean, it's amazing. Like some people, after they finish their closets, they're like, they're so motivated that they go on to complete their whole house. Because, you know, once you learn it, you can apply it to anything.
Right. So that's the other thing, right? So once you learn it, you understand how to do it. How do you then sustain business for Spark Joy and Flow? How do you get recurring clients coming back in? What will they have to look forward to once they understand the method and can implement it themselves?
So there's a few ways to approach this, because, you know, what I've noticed is that there is that demand for that initial session. And then there are some company coming back. They're like, okay, I want to just hone in more. Like I want to do like this multi-day workshop as well, because they want to see their returns on it too. And I actually keep in touch with a lot of the participants through social media and through my private Facebook group as well, because I always tell them, like, I'm rooting for you. Like if you come across any roadblocks, please feel free to just come out and reach out to me as well. Clutter is a universal problem. That's one thing that I have learned.
So Rebecca, do you have any prominent clients, any that we may recognize that you've worked with, you know, in your corporate trainings?
Yes. So I have worked with over a dozen clients already, from Accenture, Maxis, UOB, Unilever, IBM, Prudential, Co-op, Sun Life as well, and a few others.
Right. How are you doing money-wise? I mean, like, are you close to breaking even since you started? Are you making a profit?
I've definitely made a profit, because, you know, like, I don't have any overhead, right? Like, I don't have an office space. I just have to, like, the initial start cost was 2,000 US for the Komari certification. And then you pay an annual fee, which is 500 US a year as well. Mm. And then the other costs are just, you know, maintaining websites and whatnot. Yeah.
All right. Now, what would you say has been the biggest challenge for you with Spark Joy and Flow?
This one is interesting, because I've been reflecting on it a lot. I think I am making sure that I'm really living and working in a way that works for me. I don't have to follow the way that's defined by anyone else. And this is what the Komari method is all about as well. You define what joy means to you. You don't have to follow. You don't have to think like, oh, people are doing this. Like, oh, I need to do all of these social media. Do what sparks joy for you. I'm not on all the social media platforms. And what I've learned is that my clients aren't active on social media either. So for me, I view social media as a placeholder. So I'm not going to invest so much time into that either. So you're able to figure out and cultivate a working method that works just for you, because we're all unique individuals.
Right. And just before I let you go, Rebecca, what's next for Spark Joy and Flow? How do you hope to grow this practice? How do you hope to expand your exposure as well? What's next for the company?
I'm open to all possibilities and opportunities that come my way as well. And so there are some exciting projects in the pipeline working with brands and developers as well. So these are all things that I'm quite keen on sharing with you guys when it's ready. And I'm grateful for, like, you know, going back a full circle on like how I started my career as well. I'm grateful for all the different careers I've had because I can those feed back into what I'm doing now. So wherever you are with your career as well, don't ever think of it as a waste of time or that, you know, you're very unhappy, because we're always going to be learning and it's actually going to help us with our growth too.
Right. Rebecca, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Now, if our listeners are keen to learn the KonMari method and to spark joy and flow in different areas of their lives, is there a website that they can go to?
Yes, they can go and check out sparkjoyandflow.com, and you can also check me out on my social media handles, also the same, sparkjoyandflow. Thank you so much, Audrey, for your time.
Not at all. Thank you, Rebecca. I've been speaking with Rebecca Jo Rushdie, founder of Spark Joy and Flow. If you missed out on any part of this interview, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More on Open for Business, same time tomorrow. But for now, this is Audrey Raj for Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.